Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, June 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. When saving for retirement, most people choose a balance of stocks, ETFs, and funds offered by their 401k or IRA administrator. But what typically is not on the list of investment options is something as risky and unpredictable as cryptocurrency.
It's not common at all. I mean, the brokerage platforms that most people use for their IRAs, companies like Fidelity and Schwab, they don't allow people to invest directly in cryptocurrencies.
But could that be about to change? Coming up, our retirement reporter Ann Turgeson will tell us about one 401k provider that's offering access to crypto and the potential benefits and risks of adding it to your retirement fund. That's after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at viking.com.
The 401k provider known as ForUsAll handles just a small fraction of the $22 trillion retirement account market, but it's taking a big leap into the world of cryptocurrency. It's teaming up with crypto exchange Coinbase to allow customers to add crypto to their retirement accounts. Our retirement reporter, Ann Turgeson, is here with the details. Ann, nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Ann, this decision by ForUsAll is pretty unusual. What can you tell us about how it'll work?
So ForUsAll is a 401k provider. It tends to specialize in smaller companies, often like, you know, startup companies. It's located in California. They currently have about $1.7 billion in assets that they are administering within 401k plans. So it's not a big player. It's not, you know, nearly on the scale of, say, a Fidelity or a Vanguard, where, you know, they have billions of dollars in 401k plans. So they're a small player, and I think they're trying to differentiate themselves with this offering. And the way it's going to work, the way that they have offered it, is that if your employer uses ForUsAll as a 401k provider, the employer can decide whether to offer the cryptocurrency offering. And so if the employer makes the decision to do that, the employee will have the option to invest up to 5% of assets in cryptocurrency.
And just to clarify, will this be an investment in a fund that holds cryptocurrency, or investing directly in the currency itself?
It's investing directly in cryptocurrency. And so the idea, the goal, is that it would ideally cap at 5% a participant's exposure to cryptocurrency. Now, ForUsAll says that once the value of the cryptocurrency offerings within an investor's portfolio exceeds 5% of the balance, the company will notify the employee to, ideally, to sell some cryptocurrency and what they call rebalance by, you know, limiting, capping their exposure at 5%. In reality, it would be up to the employee to make the decision about whether to do that, or to whether to allow cryptocurrency to continue to accrue in their account at a higher percentage of the balance.
Got it. Now, you've spoken with managers of small businesses that offer retirement accounts from ForUsAll. What do they like about the idea of offering cryptocurrency as an investment option for employees?
So I spoke to a manager of a small company that provides live stream technology. And, you know, he likes the idea of providing this investment because his workforce covers all age ranges, or most age ranges. But there's a kind of a concentration of younger workers. And he knows that there's been some level of excitement about cryptocurrency investing. And so he feels that this will provide his employees with something that will kind of give them more reason to focus on the 401k plan and might give them more reason to actually save more in the plan, which he thinks would be a positive.
And for individual retirement account holders, what are the potential benefits of holding cryptocurrency in their 401k or their IRA?
You know, an advantage of holding cryptocurrency in your 401k or IRA as opposed to investing in it in a taxable account is that there are tax advantages, which is that you can trade, you can buy and sell without tax consequences in the 401k or IRA because these are tax deferred accounts. You do have to pay tax eventually when you withdraw your money from the account, but it's a different arrangement and it allows people to trade without paying taxes along the way.
But as we've seen almost on a daily basis, the value of cryptocurrency can swing up and down pretty dramatically. That doesn't seem like it would be a part of a recipe for steadily building up retirement savings.
Well, just to be clear, I mean, stocks are volatile investments too, but cryptocurrency is, you know, much more volatile than stocks. So there are a lot of people who believe that cryptocurrency, first of all, doesn't have sort of the proven track record as an asset class that, say, stocks or bonds do. There are a lot of people who believe it's too volatile. There are a lot of people who are concerned that 401k investors might invest too much in an extremely volatile asset class, which would jeopardize their savings or could jeopardize their savings. So, you know, there are a lot of people who believe this isn't necessarily an appropriate investment to put into your portfolio. That said, the people who are proponents of this argue in favor of including a small investment. Like I said, with For Us All, they're arguing for capping it at 5% of the portfolio's value. And that would be sort of an upper limit. You know, for some people, they argue it wouldn't be appropriate at all. You know, for example, if you're close to retirement and you need to start drawing on your assets, I think the argument would be that, you know, you either shouldn't invest at all or just a very, very small piece.
And right now, this ability to invest in cryptocurrency as part of retirement accounts is pretty uncommon.
So currently within the scope of IRAs, it's not common at all. I mean, the brokerage platforms that most people use for their IRAs, companies like Fidelity and Schwab, they don't allow people to invest directly in cryptocurrencies. Now, you know, that may change in the future. But right now, you can't invest directly in cryptocurrencies. So currently, there's no way to really buy the underlying cryptocurrencies themselves through most IRAs. There are types of IRAs that you can invest in. They're called self-directed IRAs. And those tend to be offered by specialized companies. And self-directed IRAs allow people to invest in sort of a range of assets that you can't invest in your typical IRA. So in order to actually invest in the underlying cryptocurrencies and the actual cryptocurrencies, you probably have to seek out some kind of specialized investment vehicle like that for an IRA.
What about looking ahead to the future from your conversations with people in the industry? Does it seem like this sort of thing might become more common?
I think the question of whether cryptocurrency is going to show up in more 401k plans in the future is really difficult to answer. So, you know, I think in general, the 401k industry, especially large companies that offer 401k plans, are kind of slow to take on new things. They don't, you know, right now, most 401k plans are focused almost entirely on stocks and bonds. It's hard to find alternative investments like private equity in these plans or hedge funds or whatever. So, the pace of change is very slow and, you know, employers are really concerned. They want to make sure that people invest in very prudent ways that ensure that they're going to have their money when they need it. And so I think they are very conservative and slow paced about adopting alternatives to the traditional stock and bond portfolio.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.